Another idea which Seamus Shmuel develops here, Reish Yud Dalet, Reish Tes Vav. That's that the, maybe I'll add a little bit to it of my own, but you see that at Hanukkah, there's a very big Indian of doing the mitzvah with the tzibur, with the klal. There's a mitzvah of pirsumanes. For example, you want people in the street to see it, so the main mitzvah is to put it outside. That's one indication that the mitzvah has to do with the tzibur. Also, we see that there's a special din of Hanukkah that one person lights for the family, so that the family is united. It's basically one of the most important parts of Hanukkah is to focus on unity, Jewish unity. First of all, the family should be united. The family is the basic molecule of Adam of the Jewish society. So we want to have a strong Jewish family. The stronger the Jewish family is, the stronger will be the nation of Israel. Because that's our basic building block. So Hanukkah is a special time for family. Yeah, you should be safe. That's why, you know, there's a very, very old minig to have family get-togethers on Hanukkah. Basically, the whole miracle came from a family. Hashmonoi Uvanov. One family, they decided that they're not going to let the family be destroyed, Jewish family. Now, the Vanim, that whole philosophy was a philosophy of destruction of the Jewish family, the Jewish society. Even though, because they were basically a philosophy which idolized and admired the individual. And then the Greek mythology, the main thing is the Greek hero. This one person, he's the strongest, whatever. So, and that philosophy was also the thinkers, the individual thinkers, Aristotle, Plato, etc. So they basically glorified the individual. Now, a philosophy which glorifies the individual leads to destruction of the community and the family, because the only way a social structure can really exist is if people are working together. If you idolize and over-exaggerate the individual, so then people don't want to have families. We see nowadays, West, a tremendous breakdown of family. I think more than 50% of the children in the U.S., at least I think, are not born without family. They don't have a father. Because it's a culture which idolizes the individual. It's extreme idolization of the individual, so therefore it's the antithesis of a family. Which is a group unit, and ultimately it's a destruction of the nation. The nation has to be weakened because it doesn't have family. So Hanukkah is a celebration of the Jewish family. That's why we have so many mitzvahs which focus on the family, whether it's lighting with the family, lighting outside, where people should see it, the Jewish people walking in the street should see your Hanukkah candles. It's the family plus the Jewish people. That was the main thing. So, says another very interesting point, that the Gemara says you put the mezuzah on the right side of the doorway and the Hanukkah candle on the left side. The person comes into the house, mezuzah on the right and Hanukkah on the left. So he says basically this is these are the two ideas, the mezuzah on the right and the Hanukkah candle also in the front, they're protecting the inside of the house from the dangers of the street. Dangers of exposure. We have to have a strong home. And part of having a very strong home is that the home should be protected from the outside influences, outside dangers. That's why it's very important today to be very careful with the smartphones and the computers, because these things are inside the home and they bring the outside culture into the home. And you know, the whole point of the home and living in the house and having a mezuzah is to protect us from the outside. So just to be nonchalant and just open up everything on the computer and everything on the smartphone or TV, bringing everything from the outside in, so then the mezuzah can't really protect us. So that's one of the big dangers of nowadays, to be very careful of what we bring into the home, that people see in the home. That's number one. But number two, the fact that the Ner Chanukah is outside means that it's bringing the holy light into the street. And part of the Chanukah lesson is that if we have a very strong Jewish family, and we're very dedicated to the light of the Torah, which is what the Hanukkah candles represent, as we said earlier, the light of the Torah and God's wisdom, we'll be able to go into the street and even not just, so to speak, be insulated and protected within our own garrison, within our own home, and within the shul. It's an Ner Chanukah inside the shul. But that's also a bastion of garrison. And there's a Ner Chanukah inside the house, but there's also a Ner Chanukah which goes outside the house, which goes into the street. And that says that you can learn from Chanukah that you can go out into the street and you can defeat all the enemy forces in the street and have a wonderful light outside, not just behind closed doors inside your house or inside a shul, but you can actually bring it into the outdoors, into the public arena. And that may be a very important lesson for us today in Chanukah, because Chanukah today is, a lot of us are out there in the regular world mixed with the non-Jews, it's not professions. So we have to be able to maintain the Kedusha, the holiness of our Torah life, in this outside space. Now, as we say many times, that it's not just to stay neutral, I mean, that the outside space shouldn't hurt us, but it's the other way. We want to turn that outside space into a place of Kiddush Hashem, a place of holiness. Because the way we do those mitzvahs, Chanukah means that we want to do mitzvahs in the street. We want to do mitzvahs every place. And the Torah's mitzvahs are all encompassing. It involves all areas of business, of work, the workplace, commerce, relationships with people. So it's designed to help us and to guide us in our outside endeavors. So the message of Chanukah is, it's a double message. It's the Chanukah within the home, and there's a Chanukah to go out into the street. And the light of Chanukah, which is the light of the Torah, is the key to maintaining the Jewish home and remaining and sanctifying the world outside through the light of the Torah. Avatar will give us the energy, ability to do all of this. She's zocha to do it this year and every year.